Good morning, TCC online community. We are excited to be here today. We are in our last week of our series on Colossians. It's been a great 4 weeks as we have dived into God's word as Paul's heart toward the Colossian church and what he wanted them to come out of and come into. They were adding things to Jesus and thinking that they had to have something else besides the sufficiency of Christ. But Paul said, it is not Jesus and it is Jesus alone. And so we are going to pick it up in Colossians chapter 4 today, and I pray that God speaks to you, that your ears are open, that your heart is ready to receive, because I believe that God wants to bring you into a new dimension of faith with him, to know that he is sufficient for you and anything that you're walking through and going through in your life. And so the book of Colossians chapter 4, starting in verse 2, it says this: devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful, and pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ, for which I am in chains. Pray that I may proclaim it clearly, as I should. Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Pay attention to that phrase. Make the most of every opportunity. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Paul said, I am in chains. God has bound me to preach the gospel. It is a mystery. Christ is a mystery. He is the solution. And for me to be in a situation that I am right now, it is a privilege because Christ has called me to do what I am doing, to share it with you. And I want to help you understand, Colossians, that Jesus is sufficient for you. Though it might be a mystery, we don't have to add any thought process or ideology that is outside the realm of who Jesus Christ is and his sufficiency. So let's tear down those thought patterns that are not Christ-like, and let's really move into our relationship with Jesus Christ. And so in our relationship with Christ right now, how do you see him? How do you see him? Because you're supposed to be the solution. Paul is saying, make the most of every opportunity. Make the most of it. Oftentimes we pray that, God, give me a sign, or God, give me a breakthrough or a solution. And God says, you are the solution. I placed you where you're at to be a light. And so how is that going for you? Are you looking for someone else to be the solution, or have you taken the onus on yourself, and are you responsible, and have you taken on that responsibility like Paul did and said, no, I'm going to make the most of every opportunity. God, help me to speak clearly to those that I come in contact with, especially now in the midst of unknown times and the coronavirus and things that are happening in our world. We need Christians to step up and be the light and to proclaim who Jesus Christ is as the way, the truth, and the life. And so he is asking us to do that. He is imploring the Colossian church to say, get your life right with Christ. Know that you are the answer that the world is looking for. And so, have you taken on that responsibility to say, I am the answer? You are. You can look around to someone else and say, well, I wish someone else would do it. And God is looking at you and say, I wish you would do it. I've given you an opportunity to do it. Thank you for loving me. I want you to take notice of what's happening in your community and go do the work. And you might say to yourself, well, I don't know what that looks like for me. The mystery of Christ. I don't know what that looks like. I haven't really found the treasure of who Jesus is. And I want to challenge you today, this is to go hunting. Go hunting for it. If you've ever been hunting for duck hunting or any type of hunting in the wilderness, you know, guys get excited about it because just the idea of going out and hunting and killing something and bringing it back and putting it on the fire and showing the wife or showing the girlfriend and say, hey, look what I did. But there's a process in it. And it's the same way in our relationship with Christ. We have to go hunting to find the treasure of who Jesus is. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7 says this: but we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. You are qualified to house this treasure of who Jesus Christ is. Right now it's inside of you. You have all of Jesus by the person of the Holy Spirit living inside of you right now, that treasure. And you have to go hunting in order to find that treasure and the value that it is. The value that it is. One of my favorite movies growing up was Goonies. Love Goonies. And the journey that they did to finally go to find One-Eyed Willie's treasure. And it was exciting, and there were booby traps and things that were happening along the way, and they had to fight some enemies. And maybe it's the same way in your life. You think that, well, I'm not going to find any opposition, or if I go hunting, what am I going to find? I'm telling you what you're going to find. You're going to find some opposition. You're going to find some things that are contrary to God's best, that are trying to hold you back from finding the treasure. But you will find the treasure. You're going to have to navigate through some tough stuff. You might have to navigate through some crushing, some hardship, some suffering, the things that God uses in order to bring out the richness of who He is in you. But it's worth the journey. And you're going to have to go in and risk what you might find. Well, that's scary. What is He going to ask me to do? Well, He's going to ask you to give up your life for Him. I'm not saying physically necessarily that I'm going to have to die for Christ, but what I am saying is that you're going to have to give up your life and what you want in order to find your life in Him. That's what the Bible talks about. And so for you, the journey is going to be wrought with some peril. It's going to be wrought with some disappointment, disaster even. But you have to come to grips with and answer the question, is the journey worth me finding the value of the real treasure that lives inside of me? And I would say for you, that's the crossing that you're going to have to, and the bridge you're going to have to cross. For you. Paul had to cross it multiple times. Hard-pressed, shipwrecked, life constantly being in danger, being given over to authorities, all because of the message of Jesus Christ and the validity of it. Because there were enemies out who were trying to oppose the reality of who Jesus was and the message of Christ and trying to slow it. And I've got news for you. You can't stop the spread of the gospel. You can't. I know we're trying to slow the spread with this coronavirus, and that's our phrase we're using right now. And it's kicking back up, and we're seeing different statistics on spiking and not spiking. And I've got news for you today. You can't stop the spread of the gospel. It will go forth. It will go forth. And it spreads during times like this. Because as difficulty begins to arise, at the same time, the light of Jesus Christ and who He is comes to the forefront. Nothing is going to stop God's plan. Nothing. Nothing. No pandemic, no hardship, no difficulty. All it does is that it speeds it up and brings it to a place where it can actually go forth. Go forth. The enemy thinks that he's smart when he brings in destruction or calamity because it has a way of demoralizing people and bringing people to a place of desperation, and which it does, and thinking that all of a sudden it's going to stop God's ultimate plan. And all it does is that God uses it because He's so good to enact what His purpose is and bring good out of it. Because God is always going to bring good out of what the enemy is trying to bring in. There's always a counteraction and counter move. If you ever played chess, I'm awful at it. There's always a counter move to the move that is being made. And so God is making moves, and the enemy is trying to make moves, and he can't outrun God. He can't. And he can't outmove God. And so God will do what He says He's going to do in the midst of the earth today, but He wants to use you. He wants to use you. Let your conversation be seasoned with salt. Seasoned. If you've ever gotten a cut or you've ever gotten hurt before and you've been at the beach, maybe your mom or your dad said, hey, get in the ocean because salt heals. And I can remember even my own life, the times I've gotten in the ocean just felt better being in it because of the healing agent that salt has. You are called to be a healing agent in this world today. You. Seasoned with salt. That means that you're supposed to bring the flavor. You're supposed to bring it. You're supposed to speak the truth in love. Not just love with no truth, but speak the truth in love. You're supposed to be the antidote to the sickness that's happening in the world today. Jesus' blood is sufficient, but you are the antidote. God is sending you to speak into the sickness, to speak into the doubt, to speak into the unbelief. He's sending you. That's why you're going through what you're going through right now, so God can train you, He can raise you up to be his mouthpiece. Be his mouthpiece. He hasn't just set you here just to take up space. He's actually doing a work inside of you for the benefit of other people. And so being seasoned with salt. That means that in different seasons, God is doing something different and preparing something in you so that the world can receive what you have. You. So you have been given a responsibility. Not only do you carry Jesus Christ inside of you by the form of the Holy Spirit and who he is, but you now have a responsibility, the Bible says, to be an ambassador to the world. An ambassador. And implore the world on Christ's behalf. Hey, be reconciled to God. He's the one you're looking for. He's the one. He's the answer. He has the solution. The solution is him. But he's using you to be a solution here. So that relationship with him is important. He is alive. He's not dead. He's resurrected from the dead. He is living right now. And that relationship with him should be thriving, and you should be growing and developing, becoming more seasoned in your faith, so that when you speak to people, that you are speaking effectively into their life, because you have found the treasure. A treasure trove of blessing in your life. A treasure trove of hope. A treasure trove of healing. A treasure trove of belief, of truth, of purpose. You have that living inside of you. You have that because of who Jesus is. You have been found in him. You were lost, but now you're found in him. And so you have a place at the table. You are a son and daughter of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he has a plan and purpose for you. As a king's kid, you eat royally. You are now of a royal bloodline. And so you don't have to walk around without purpose and defeated, because you've been adopted into God's family. There's no reason to have to go back into Egypt and go back into slavery when God has freed you from that. We don't have a spirit of fear anymore in our life. He hasn't given us that spirit of fear. We now have a spirit that has adopted us into sonship, and we cry, Abba Father, Daddy God. We have a Father in heaven who loves us, who every day loads us with benefits. We are king's kids, washed in the blood, righteous because of what Jesus Christ did, with no condemnation whatsoever, having a right to everything that Jesus has a right to because of what he has done. And that is exciting today. We have the answer. So allow God to get in and show you what the treasure is in you and how he wants to use it in your life, so you can walk and be the healing that the world needs today because of who Jesus Christ is. And that does require some suffering a little bit. Dying to self so that the life of Christ can rise up inside of you, so that when you speak, you're effective when you speak. You're effective. So you have to watch for the opportunities. They're all around us. God is opening doors. A lot of times we ask God, well, Lord, open a door. There are doors everywhere. Everywhere. We just have to have the faith to walk in and step through the door, not knowing what's behind the door. Sometimes we discount people and we say, well, they don't have what I'm looking for, or they're not really in touch with what God's doing. But how do you know it's not the door that God wants to use to catapult you and them into the next level of faith for you and for them? That's the door. Walk through the doors. But what if I encounter something that's difficult? It's okay. You have that treasure inside of you, who Jesus Christ is. You don't have a spirit of fear. Walk through it. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Can you imagine living like that? And people do, where it's like, well, if I walk through this, what's going to happen? Something might. But your life is now in the hands of who Jesus is. And so you should be walking every single day, taking back your mind and say, no, I've got the mind of Christ, and that God's got me. He's got me. And if an opportunity presents itself, guess what? I'm going to open my mouth and I'm going to be the change that God has called me to be. I'm going to be the solution to that problem. What problems are you solving right now? What problems? Where has God sent you? Some of you might say, well, he sent me home. I'm working from home. Okay. Work effectively at your house. Look for how you can train up your kids during this time. Look for how you can be the healing agent for your family at this time so that your family can grow and mature and develop. Take advantage of this opportunity right now so that when this does lift and if things do change, that you have a strong base at home with your family so that you can actually go out and do the will of God in the world. It's hard to do that when you're struggling at home and now you have to go out and fight the fight in the world, because when you come back, there's no reprieve because you're fighting on both ends. God said, listen, let's take care of some of that stuff at home. Let's get that strengthened so that when you go out, you can go out in confidence and come back to a place and say, listen, things are happening, things are working. I don't want you fighting it in every end. Let's take care of business at home. Families, dads, moms, take care of business at home so that when you leave home, you can leave home in confidence knowing that God is sending me to where I need to go. Because stuff is taken care of back here. Work on that. Let that be your mandate now. Don't miss out on that mandate because we're so concerned about this. I believe that God said if you take care of that, that'll take care of itself. Don't allow the enemy to get you distracted to think, well, if I go out and do what I have to do, it's okay if this continues to happen at home because we'll just have to fight it when I get back. And God said, listen, I'd rather you take care of what you have to take care of first, and then let's get out and do what we have to do. Any person knows that. They should know that. Shore up your finances. Do what you can to become a better steward. Start to fix some things. Align some things in your life. Let's start to get healthy physically, emotionally, spiritually. Physically, emotionally, spiritually. There he goes again. Let's start to be healthy there. Let's start to get healthy so that when we go out, the world sees a healthy Christian. A healthy Christian who's tapped into the treasure of who Jesus is. And they have found what real purpose is. And they can speak with authority and confidence because they've encountered Jesus. They have a relationship with Jesus. They found healing with Jesus. And that nothing the enemy can do can stop what Jesus wants to do in their life and in your life because you found Jesus. Jesus has already won. He's already victorious. He won't lose. He doesn't lose. He can't lose. And so as a Christian, knowing that you have that same DNA in Jesus, that you can't lose, you won't lose because of who Jesus is. And if he's sending you, go in confidence because he's with you. Well, what if I do lose? At least you'll learn. You get back up. God works it out and you go. But there's no fear of love. There's no failure in God. None. But you have to get to a place to know that I am okay with Jesus because of what he's done. I'm not perfect, but I'm being perfected. I am righteous because of who Jesus is. That doesn't stop me from making mistakes, but it gives me the confidence to be. I can't lose. I can't. Because my dad's a winner. And he's already won. And if you can see how he has your back today, it would cause you to change your perspective on your life, on how he's working things out for you because you've been adopted into his family. I don't care about your other family, the family you grew up with. I don't care about that right now. What I'm saying is that you've been adopted into his family. Totally different bloodline. Totally different benefits. You don't have to worry about being accepted by anybody. God said, I accept you. You don't have to worry about proving yourself to anybody. God says, I approve of you. Man, this is exciting today. You don't have to worry about that because he said, I love you and I accept you and I want you. I've called you. If I wanted somebody else, I would have got them. I wanted you. You're going to make up my eternal family. You're going to make up. You're going to be a piece of that. And we're going to have a time together. But accept the fact that you're loved, that you're chosen, and that you're mine. And that brings with it a satisfaction and a confidence to know nothing the enemy can do in my life is going to take away God's love. I'm going to take away what God wants to do because of God's goodness. You got to tap into who you are. You got to tap into it. Tap into it. Many of you right now might say, I can't figure out where I'm at. I don't know what's happening. I would say tap into your relationship with Christ because I believe God wants to use this to set you up so that you can stop groveling around and looking for blessing in other people or approval in other people and know who you have in Jesus and allow that to break you out of that mindset that you have that you're not good enough, you're not strong enough, because Jesus Christ is strong enough for you and on your behalf. I just can't do it. You can do it. Last week we talked about Philippians 4:8, changing your thinking. Whatever is true, if anything excellent is praiseworthy, think about this stuff. Think about who Jesus is. Get your mind on him. You don't have to worry about what's happening around you. You can have a peace that passes understanding that guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus no matter what's happening. Listen, you can have that. You can have it. In the midst of a world that doesn't know what's going on, you can rise up above it because of who Jesus is. You don't have to be affected by it. You don't have to be trapped by it because you are communicating on a different level. You're eating at a different table now. Jesus even said it. Man, I've got food that I'm eating that you've got no idea about. Referring to his communication, referring to the relationship that we had with his Father. He said, you can get to such a place in your life, this doesn't even affect me no more. It doesn't, you can do whatever you want. Do your worst, it doesn't matter. Because of my relationship with Christ and my position in him, that it doesn't matter. This stuff is fleeting. What matters is bearing fruit that lasts. And I've got a treasure inside of me that'll blow your mind. But you have to be willing to go find it. In the midst of distraction, entanglement, you have to go be willing to find it and allow Christ to get in and show you the reality of it so that you can leave here not only today, but walk in your life like you are royalty and not give yourself over to what the world is asking you to do, but stand firm in your relationship with Christ. Stand firm in what he's called you to do, knowing that no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. And every tongue that rises and comes against you, you shall condemn because that's your heritage. Because God's got you today. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your goodness. Thank you so much for the heritage that we have in you. And also the inheritance that we have in you. This treasure that we have in jars of clay. Thank you, God, for blessing us with the opportunity just to house that treasure. We didn't deserve it. But we recognize that the glory is all yours because of who you are. Thank you so much for the value that we have in you, the acceptance that we have in you, the freedom that we have in you, that we don't have to grovel for your acceptance. We have it. And that we have a relationship with you that's alive. And I pray that people would tap into that today, tap into it today, knowing, God, that they're loved, that they're accepted. That they are the solution because they have the solution living inside of them and that you've called them to go and to be salt. You've called them to go and to affect change and to bring healing into a world that so desperately needs it. I pray that you would help people get over themselves, get over their issues, so that they can recognize the value of what a relationship with you actually looks like and what you call them to. Help them to tap so far into who you are that nothing the enemy tries to do is going to trip them up. That Egypt is not going to look tantalizing anymore. But what you have for them is going to far outweigh anything that they have to go through in this life to get it, because that we know that we're storing up for ourselves treasures in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. See you guys next week.